What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they exist to lift you up. Ooh, nice. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. The media exists to tear you down. Ooh. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because I exist to encourage others. Ooh, nice. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. I don't have a normal voice. We don't know what's going on, and we don't care.
Just a little scratchy, but we can do it.
It's pretty scratchy. I'm going to tell you right now. If we get through today, which by the grace of God we will, and I'm here tomorrow, that would be huge. I'm just telling you right now. All right, here's the bottom line. I want to talk faith with you because encouraging one another, blessing one another, strengthening one another, empowering one another, loving one another is what the Lord wants us to do. So here's the first question I'm going to ask you. Okay, so we're living life as Christians. Here's the question that I'm asking. Why do you exist? Why are you here? What are you doing? What does God want you to do? What are you here for? Ooh. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Just give us a call. Hey, give me a break. Give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770. You'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D, that is like talking to somebody who is willing to share his popcorn with you, just like Dynamite D was willing to share his popcorn with me on Friday.
Very correct, Dave.
That's very nice of you. All right. Here's the bottom line to everything else that's going on. You can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. You don't even have to really understand tech to text. You just text 214-210-8483. Watch this professional voice. It's going to be like Froggy from the Little Rascals. Ready? 214-210-8483. See, that's a really good Froggy. I'm just saying. All right. You can also send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website. A couple things to tell you. I'll give you an update on yesterday's message, which I thought was very well received. Also on the website, you can get the book for free through an app. You can get any of the apps. You can also put praise and prayer requests on the website. We will pray for you. Nobody will know about it. We'll keep it confidential. As well on the website is a place to give. You can give directly through the website. Or if you don't want to do that, you can send a check or do a credit card outside of the website. Just check it out. Go to hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
That's my brain for making the decision to come in today. Okay, so listen. I know I sound like a frog. Relax. It's okay. I did a little bit of preaching yesterday, about 35 minutes twice. You guys know I've been sick since, what, Wednesday? So I've just been pushing through, and I thought, man, I know it won't sound great, but somebody's going to hear something if they can bear with it, and the Lord's going to bless them with it, and I want to be a part of that. I want you to be a part of that. So I know sometimes you got to put up with things. Remember Paul used to say, oh, if they could have given me their eye, they would have given me, you know, they would have given that to me, because sometimes he had, you know, so a couple of struggles there with his facial or what he looked like or how it seemed he looked like. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, if the Lord can use this broadcast to bring you one step closer to him, that should teach you that the Lord can use anything in your life to help you, to guide you, to strengthen you, and to confirm his love upon you. Isn't that cool? I mean, come on. Already you should be going, okay, well, that's cool. Now, we may have somebody call in today, Wilhelm Spun. He's listening right now. I know he's not feeling the bravery to do it, but perhaps through prayer and petition on our part, he will get the courage to call in and just say hi. If you don't know who Wilhelm Spun is, you might think, boy, that sounds an awful lot like your brother. Yeah, sure does, doesn't it? Anyway, we'll see what happens there.
Hopefully so, Dave.
Hopefully so. You never know. We give those things up to the Lord, but we also trust that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide through the whole process. So yesterday I did get a chance to speak at Stillwater Community Church. I spoke twice. It was great. It was, I mean, there were a couple people from the show that showed up to say hi, so that was really cool. And it was very, very well received, and everybody put up with me. And then after I looked at the video, I thought, you know, I've lost a lot of weight, but I looked at the video and I thought, it doesn't look like I've lost any weight.
Interesting.
It was like, nah, that's okay. I do what I can do for the kingdom, that kind of mindset. So I do want to go into, and yes, bear with me. And so if you call in and ask questions, or if you call in and answer ask trivia, gives me a break to kind of swig down the tea. So don't forget that. So that would be helping me. But in the meantime, we do have to go to our text. We are in 1 Timothy chapter 3, and we are still in a major portion, and I still want you guys to be brave, because we're still in that portion where we're talking about the bishops. And if you remember in the text, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, it says, this is a faithful saying, if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then, ready? We talked about this last week, must be. So last week we talked about that. Must be is the perfect present tense. It's what the person is now, not what the person was 20 years ago. And so when people sit there and they say, well, gee, I'd really love to get into ministry, but 20 years ago I was terrible. And it's like, yeah, 45 years ago I was not only on the pathway to hell, I was leading people there. But that was 45 years ago. Then I had this encounter with Jesus, and everything changed. And that's what the text is saying. This is what we need people to be now. And then, of course, we're into this next portion where it's very important for you to understand. It says the bishop must be blameless. Now, that is not somebody who's perfect, but blameless in the sense of from people who are genuine, who have nothing to complain about. Not worldly people who hate Christians and complain because Christians breathe. That's got nothing to do with that. But this is the next portion that everybody has a hard time with, so I'm going to read a note from the Spirit-Filled Life Bible, because that way you can't just get mad at me. Huh. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife. What? It literally means the bishop must be a one-woman man. And although the phrase obviously prohibits polygamy, that is not the sole point. The dominant thought is monogamous fidelity. The bishop must be a faithful husband. For some, that phrase means there's no remarriage after divorce. That is not accurate in scriptural references, because if a person in the family departs or if a person dies, you are permitted to remarry. That does not disqualify for this position. It's really incorrect how they apply it. But what the point is saying is a one-woman man. And you might say to me, well, what about a guy that's been married and divorced and was kind of, you know, not really faithful and so on and so forth. Then he becomes a Christian. Then he's been diligent and he's been very faithful to his wife and he's moved forward and he's really pursued the Lord. And he's not, we'll get into novice later, but he's not young in the Lord. He's faithful in the Lord. He's diligent in the Lord. And he's being very faithful in his current relationship. That person's qualified. That's the whole point. And what people do is they go, no, one woman. It's one woman in the context of one woman at a time. That's really what it means. And the bottom line is it's much a bigger problem that they had polygamy going on than they had anything else going on. It's not that a divorced person can't be a bishop. That's incorrect. It's just not the appropriate application. But if your church does that and you accept that, I would not cut you off from fellowship for it. I just would disagree. That wouldn't be a reason for you not to fellowship with somebody. That would be what we're talking about. That would be a difference of how you perceive. Well, I perceive that differently. Okay. God bless you. I don't perceive that as somebody who's been divorced in the past and becomes a Christian where there's some repentance and there's time that takes place and they move forward. I don't think that disqualifies them any more than somebody who's not yet married is disqualified. That's not what it says either. It's not what it's trying to communicate. Is trying to talk about faithfulness. Why? Because the whole point of the bishop is he's supposed to reflect Jesus Christ, and Jesus is faithful in his relationship with us. And once you've become a Christian, if you become a faithful person in relationship, that's a qualifier. That does good. That's a great thing. But again, not a reason to go off the rails and freak out. However, now that I've said all that, let's get to the really fun part. So the rest of the verse says this, the husband of one wife, temperate. Temperate has to do with control, self-control, okay? Now, and here's the funny thing, sober-minded. And you're thinking, oh, you can't drink. No, the drinking one is coming. That's not here yet. Hold on. This is why you got to really listen. Temperate is self-control. Sober-minded is safe thinking. The leader must be of good behavior and hospitable. I can't think of any clearer way to say that a leader cannot be a jerk, can't be self-centered, and can't be selfish. That's what is being said, right? When we come back, it's funny because it gets a little deeper and you might not like some of it, but it's there, so we got to go with it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. CowpunchSites.com/dad.
The David Spoon Experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome
to the show, very proudly and honorably, Roma Downey and Mark Burnett, two people who have spearheaded the miniseries, the epic miniseries, The Bible, which I think we've talked about in the show 900 times, because it is an incredible series. And I just want to say welcome to both of you. Thank you for joining us here.
Thank you so much. We're now on the David Spoon Experience.
Yeah, I mean that in a quarter, and you still can't make a phone call.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where I'm sounding more and more like a frog. So I know you guys are thinking, why'd you come in? You sound horrible. Well, here's the deal. The deal is Friday, I'm having that surgery on my head. So I didn't want to be out as many days, but I don't know that my brilliant plan is going to work. But anyway, so Friday I'll be out having that day surgery, and then Monday the station is closed. So we have two excellent replays coming up on Friday and on Monday. But I thought, oh, I don't want to have that many away time from the audience. That's too much. But, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I should have thought that through.
I think you're pushing through, Dave.
I'll get through this. You know, it's just you guys just have to put up with it. And I'm still telling my jokes, and we're still doing DNA, and nothing's going to change. Some people go, I like your voice lower. Thanks, Dave. Keep it that way. Anyhow, let's do our first trivia question, okay, because we do that. Which book says to everything there is a season? Which book says to everything there is a season? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Okay? Which book... not going to tell you that there was an incredibly famous song with that in it, but it was, which book has to everything there is a season? So we do have somebody that's calling in, ready to answer, very brave. Let's send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello?
Hello, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's present the bird. There's a season, turn. All right. So
the book is
written by King Solomon, Book of Ecclesiastes, Chapter 3.
That is correct, Amundo. Excellent job, brother. Very, very good. I assume you knew that right away.
Oh, yes. That's my favorite song.
Is it really?
Listen sometime.
That's awesome. Well, brother, I'm the one that needs prayer today, because you can hear my voice. It's like Froggy from the Little Rascals.
Yes. And sorry, I'm a little out of loop. What's happening with your head that you mentioned earlier that you're going to have a head surgery or something?
Well, I know that they're going to initially try to find some brains in there, which will be their own struggle, because I'm not sure they can even find it with an MRI. But there's that bump on my head that we keep calling the extra brain that I have. It's just a cyst. and it's the size of, you know, kind of like a blueberry, but the doctor wants to put me out because this is the third time, and he said they're not getting to the roots, and we're going to go deeper and get to the roots. So that's what's going on Friday about midday. I'll be doing that surgery. So it won't be too dramatic. It's about 30 minutes. It's outpatient, but it's about an hour and a half recovery, and then Noel will bring me home.
Okay. Well, certainly I'll keep you in my prayer, brother.
I need you to do that, and I need to get through today's show. So you need to find, okay. I'm not as concerned about tomorrow because sufficient today is the evil thereof. Well, so today is what I need prayer for.
Today will take care of itself, as the good Lord tells us.
Amen, brother.
Just want to speak out the God's promises that by his stripe you are healed, and we're going to rejoice, and let the joy of the Lord be your strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. I receive that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, we'll still do our DNA. Why? Because you have to. What do you mean? Why? You have to do DNA. Yeah, it's just a requirement, right? Okay. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day that ends with Y is a day you should spend time with a guy in the sky. You have to do that. You have to spend time with the Lord. You want to know why? That's why he created you, so that you would spend time with him. By the way, this is elaborated a little bit on my message that I taught yesterday, which is on the website. And hemustincrease.org at the very, very bottom. I told my brother it was at the very bottom. He went to the wrong website. That's because I love you, Billy. That's why. That's why I tell on you. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. I think you get a good take on that in the message. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, ever, ever be ashamed of Jesus. Ever. Or never be ashamed of his words. If people don't like it, they can lump it. That's our saying. And then as well, A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. Does that mean that every time you serve, you'll sound great? Nope. Does that mean every time you serve, you'll feel great? Nope. But does that mean you have to be ready to serve no matter what? Yep. That's what it means. Good, bad, or indifferent. The Bible says be ready in season and out of season. Right? Got to be ready. And so we're trying to be OPM, other people matter type of Christians. And we are aware that by carrying one another's burdens, we are fulfilling the law of Christ. And remember, there's the two summation commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. But John 13:34-35, Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, which takes our loving of one another to a whole nother place. Isn't that cool? That's just cool.
This stuff?
I love that stuff. I don't know. That doesn't bother me at all. I love even saying it. All right. Back to the text that some people are not going to love, but that too is okay. Here we go. We just finished with be temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to violence, not greedy for money, gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetousness, okay? So let's back it up for a second. I want to make sure everybody, because I skipped one on purpose. All right, I'll back it up. Temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, able to teach, not given to wine. Ooh, so let's pick up on some of these real fast. Able to teach means, I want to make sure you get this, the person is able to teach. It doesn't mean that they have to be a professional. In fact, none of these qualifications require professionalism. That's part of the problem that the church has, is that they think that everybody should be a pro who's in leadership, which is absolutely incorrect. In fact, the scripture teaches that the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are there for the equipping of the saints, for the saints to do ministry, not for the top five tier. It's like so that the saints do the work. Nobody's looking to be professional. Sometimes the best teachers are the quietest, most simplistic teachers who just help people draw closer to the Lord. I remember Gene Edwards, the one thing he said, I've remembered this for 35 years, how brilliant this is. He says, the Lord knows what he's doing. He's just not always telling. Like, okay, got it, right? And then here's this next one. Not given to much wine. You can't escape this one. It has to do with not being given to wine. It literally means that life is not taken over by wine. Of course, it could be any alcoholic drink or any drug anywhere. A leader cannot be controlled by them. These people can't function in society because they're given over. This does not mean they cannot have a beer. Sorry, it's not what it says. This does not mean they cannot have a glass of wine. Jesus had a glass of wine, and they charged him with being a drunkard.
Oh, it was just juicy stuff with sugar in it.
Then why did they charge him with being a drunkard? That makes no sense. They never would have charged him with being a drunkard if he didn't have wine. But this doesn't give permission for Christian leaders or Christians to be bingers. It just doesn't. It doesn't do that. You have to. There's not. It's not just moderation. It's wisdom. It's insight. It's walking in a practicality of your faith. If you're a binger on anything, that just doesn't go well. I mean, I'm not saying that people don't have their moments. I'm not even talking about that. You can't live a life that's committed to that. And when somebody is given over to wine, they're in control by the wine. We got to be in control by the Lord. So it says, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetousness. We will get to the rest of these the next time I teach on this, but I want you to get a handle on. These people aren't perfect, but they're not complete messes either, right? I mean, that's fair, right? These are the people we want leading, people that are devoted, committed, influenced by the Holy Spirit more than any other element in the universe, right? Okay, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Today is Have a Bad Day Day. I don't know. Have a Bad Day Day? Somebody had to take the time to name a day a bad day? I don't know.
I think it's also National Men's Day, so that kind of works.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Play Monopoly Day is also a holiday that some people like. And then World Toilet Day.
Okay.
I'm not even going to... Not even close. Not even going to touch that. For those that want to know, this is the stuff I like. This is what you get when you listen to the show. On this day in 1959, the Edsel was discontinued. That might be interesting. But this is what's fascinating. Rocky and Bullwinkle. Rocky and his friends premiered on this day in 1959. See, that's important.
I hated that cartoon.
Did you really hate
Horrible.
That cartoon?
Okay. Horrible.
I liked it. I always thought, you know, the Russians did it. Do you remember when they were going
Natasha
through?
Natasha and Boris.
They were going through this whole thing with Donald Trump and that whole thing, and people kept dropping in these memes with the – it was so funny. I mean, it was some pretty funny stuff. And I will tell you one last thing, and we'll get into the teaching. We'll do trivia in the next segment. I will let you know that my wife and I got into a discussion last night as we were watching television, as we were watching a show, while we're working on stuff together, and I don't have the answer, so I'm going to ask Wonder Julie. And if you call in for a trivia, you might be able to give us the answer. But we're watching a show, and in the show, there's all these people that are skydiving. And then the last guy goes, and I tried to say, well, it looks like he skydived. And then I was like, well, that doesn't sound right, skydived, because that's past tense. And then skydove. And then that didn't sound right. And then skydiven, that doesn't sound right. Skydivid, that doesn't sound right. Skydiv, jump out. I mean, what is the past tense of skydived? It just seems weird. It seems like it's a weird – do you have any idea what it is?
I don't know. I never would jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
It was one of those things we looked at each other and laughed because we're like, I don't even know the answer to this. My English is so bad.
I can't even figure out how to give me the past tense. I mean, sky dove, but it just seems like a weird word. Maybe it's me. That's what happens when they experiment with you when drugs, when you're like 1 year old. Try this on him. Try this on him. That was me. All right, let's go into Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Poor Wonder Julie's going, what happened to you? Nothing. It's the same idiotic me.
Hey, I leave you alone for one day, and the wheels come off.
Yeah, the wheels on the bus go round and round.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.